The Banana Point Boat Launch Ramp is a little over 25 miles south of Petersburg, and it serves boaters who are heading out to fish or going up the Stikeen River or over to Wrangell Island. It's also used by a Wrangell charter boat business that runs passengers back and forth between the two islands. The ramp will benefit from $250,000 from the federal government, part of a pot of money used for projects on or near national forest land. The U.S. Forest Service's Petersburg District Ranger Chris Savage says that money will fund some preliminary work.
The initial money that's been allocated for Banana Point is to look at some alternatives and some feasibility studies to see what can be done and what cannot be done, in addition to improving the road and the parking lot, adding some gravel and doing some grading out there to try to improve the, to get rid of the potholes, improve the surface of the road. And then once we get some better preliminary designs and ideas of what we can do out there, the RAC is interested in having the proponent come back to them with some revised numbers to better get a good idea of what work is needed out there.
The RAC is the Resource Advisory Committee, a group of residents from Wrangell, Petersburg, and Cake that makes recommendations on spending the federal money. Wrangell Republican State Representative Peggy Wilson is also a member of that committee, which met in Petersburg this month.
So we've set aside some to look at if Banana Point's the best place for that, because everything gets wrecked so bad there that we're trying to look at some other areas that may be better, more protected, but yet close by there. And so that's kind of in the works right now.
The Banana Point site currently has a parking lot and outhouse along with a single boat ramp. There is no dock, and the ramp is too short to use at all tide stages. In the past, the RAC has funded work to reconstruct a floating breakwater intended to calm the waters at the ramp. It can be a tough spot for launching boats or catching a ride because of strong winds and currents coming out of the Stikeen River and nearby Sumner Strait. Further out Mitkoff Highway, some boaters use a more primitive ramp at Blackery Point for easy access to the Stikeen River mouth. Local residents have also talked about other possibilities for a new boat ramp, including Olson's Log Dump and the South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal. Both are located around the corner in a more sheltered spot in southern Blind Slough. The Inner Island Ferry Authority stopped using the state-owned South Mitkoff Terminal when it stopped running its northern route ferry to Wrangell and Kaufman Cove in 2009. Wilson says the ferry terminal might not be an option because the federal government would object to a boat ramp at that facility.
Obviously, the best place would be the IFA area, and that would work, but that money came to do that came from the federal government. $15 million came from the federal government, and it has to be used to carry cars. And because cars is in there, vehicles, because that's in there, if we don't start using it for that, they'll want their $15 million back.
That's also a concern for Sitka Republican State Senator Bert Stedman, who says he doesn't know what the future holds for the South Mitkoff Terminal site, but he'd like to see improvements at a boat ramp somewhere on that part of the island.
As we all know, the northern route of the Inner Island ferry isn't running and not likely to start anytime soon. And we need to enhance the commerce between Petersburg and Wrangell and have not only our middle-aged people, but the young kids and the older people safely board and be able to travel over to Wrangell. And you can't do it in that boat ramp, and I think $250,000 into that boat ramp is not near enough. The scale needs to be increased substantially.
Stedman is co-chair of the Senate's Finance Committee and helps craft the state's capital budget. He encouraged local officials to pursue state money for Banana Point during a recent meeting in Petersburg.
I've also talked to the mayor and city manager in Wrangell on Banana Point, and there's been some dialogue between the council and assembly members and the mayors on that issue, and Wrangell and Petersburg can decide where they want it, Banana Point, Olson Log Dump, or the new ferry terminal out there. Wherever they pick, that's fine with me, and then I'd like to move forward and build it, preferably a two-ramp, boat ramp with a dock between them and a breakwater if needed, and a parking lot.
The two legislators met with local residents and Petersburg officials about capital project needs earlier this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.